Now some news from the world of sports. The New York Mets will be starting their season without their all-star closer, Gerard Familia. He has been suspended for the first 15 games of the season by Major League Baseball in connection with a domestic violence incident last year involving his wife. Now, Familia will lose some $730,000 in salary from that 15-game suspension. That is not much in contrast to the $7.4 million he's due to make this season. Familia has also agreed to make a donation to charities that support domestic violence victims and will speak on the subject to rookies in the U.S. and Dominican Republic at an event for an organization that helps domestic violence victims. Familia recently also completed a dozen domestic violence counseling sessions that were mandated by the league. Now, to better news, the Women's World Ice Hockey Championship Tournament starts tomorrow, and the defending champion gold medal U.S. Women's National Team will be on the ice. They're ending their boycott of the games after reaching a new agreement on salaries and other things with the governing body of the national team, that's USA Hockey. The women's team had threatened to skip the games, and they took to social media with the hashtag BeBold to raise awareness about the pay disparity with the national men's team, despite the American women having won a medal in each Olympic game since women's hockey became an official event in 1998. They've also finished either first or second at every world championship contest since 1990. Now, the new four-year deal raises pay for women from the $1,000 a month they got for the 6 months around the Olympics to roughly $3,000 a month. Unlike the men's team, which is made up mostly of professional NHL players who already make seven-figure salaries, most players on the women's squad work other jobs in between their four-year Olympic stints. The women have also had to wait months for medical reimbursements from USA Hockey. They didn't get their 2015 World Championship rings until 2017. Now, all of this led to the widely publicized boycott threat, and the women's team did receive tremendous support from professional leagues, including Major League Baseball and the men's national hockey team, which threatened its own boycott if a new deal was not worked out. So along with the pay hike, the women's team will also receive significant bonus money, depending on how far they get in the tournament and in Olympic play, and they'll get the same business class travel packages that the men receive, along with insurance protection they previously did not have. Women's national team opens the tournament in Plymouth, Michigan tomorrow, defending their title against their rivals from Canada. Should be a great game, and they will be there. No replacement players. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics, their time spent in first place in the Eastern Conference was short-lived. They were upset by the Milwaukee Bucks 103-100 last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo, and yes, I did practice pronouncing that name before coming on air, had 22 points and 9 rebounds to lead the Bucks. Malcolm Brogdon scored 6 of his 16 in the last 2.5 minutes, holding off a late Celtics rally. And that breaks the Celtics' 4-game winning streak. It drops them back into second place in the conference percentage points, now behind the Cleveland Cavaliers. Isaiah Thomas led the Celts, as he usually does, in scoring with 32 points. Women's college lacrosse, Middlebury went to overtime with Franklin and Marshall yesterday. It didn't last long, though. F&M's Gabby Frank scored 45 seconds into the OT for a 9-8 win. Hollis Perticone had a hat trick for the Panthers in the losing effort. Elsewhere, Franklin Pierce beat St. Michael's 13-9. Norwich ran past Green Mountain 18-2, and the Norwich men's lacrosse team beat Maine Maritime yesterday 12-3.